From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The Joint Monitoring Commission on Iran's nuclear program meets for the first time. The commission is tasked with monitoring how both sides of the recent nuclear accord with Iran implement their parts of the agreement. In Vienna, Iran's nuclear negotiator, Abbas Araghchi, said he hopes the next milestone, implementation, will take place by December 31st.
We expect a couple of weeks, perhaps, or some weeks to take place, but hopefully before the end of this year, certainly we would have the implementation day.
An Eritrean migrant has died after being shot by Israeli police who mistook him for a suspect in a deadly bus station attack. Amateur video from the scene shows a mob beating the wounded man as he lay on the floor of the Beersheba bus terminal in southern Israel. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu warned against vigilantism on Monday, saying no one must take the law into their own hands. Eritrea's Minister of Information condemned the shooting. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says he will meet later this week with leaders from Russia, Turkey, Saudi Arabia, and Jordan to discuss options for restarting the process of bringing a political resolution to the situation in Syria. Officials say at least 14 people were killed and 20 wounded Monday in central Somalia when rival clan militias battled in the streets of Beledweyne. Witnesses say the violence followed a dispute over tax collection. A top United Nations official says the Yemeni government has agreed to meet at the end of the month in Geneva for talks with Houthi rebels. The talks are aimed at implementing a UN resolution to end months of fighting. This is VOA News.